Welcome to Soul Via Soul, the podcast where we embark on a journey of self-love and true wellness. I'm your host, Jada, and I'm absolutely delighted to have you here with me as we dive into all things mind, body, and soul. Now, what do you say we get this thing started? Let's dive in. Today, we're going to talk about hormones. That's right. And as a woman, I can tell you hormones seem to have been driving the boat for so much of my life that it really almost feels like the hormones define me rather than me defining me, because they're so complex and such an important part of being a woman. And we're going to talk about hormones in the light of hustle culture, because hustle culture keeps not all of us, but women specifically in the hustle culture go-go mentality is very disruptive to our hormones. So we're going to talk about how to fix that. And we're going to talk a little bit more about hormones in general. So first of all, let's talk about hormones in general and how they are super important in the lives of women. So how many of your women out there, show of hands, feel like their hormones run the show in their lives? I know for me, at certain points in my life, it has always felt like my hormones were more a part of my personality than I was at times. And being at different stages of my life, the lack of hormones also affects how I feel on an everyday basis. They're a big deal. And as women, I think we need to educate ourselves on what are the hormones that are in so much of the driver's seat in our lives, because they are. And for a woman, your hormone levels affect so much about your physical, mental, and emotional health. So let's learn a little bit about our hormones, not to get too sciencey, but let's at least familiarize ourselves with the major hormones that are running through our bodies that can, at times, feel like controlling us. So let's talk a little bit about what these hormones are. So first of all, what is a hormone? So a hormone is a physiological and neurochemical that directs information from our brains to our bodies. We have neurohormones, which we'll talk about, serotonin, dopamine, things like that. And then we have more like body hormones, which are the hormones produced by the adrenal glands and our sex organs and other organs in our body, which helps us with regulation and balance. So hormones in general are messengers. They are chemical messengers. And I like to think of them as being very slow moving messengers. They are complex and they elicit change on a slower way within the body. So recognizing that they play a crucial role in how we feel is important, and understanding just the interplay between hormones and mental and physical health is really important, because there are things that we can do that will affect our hormones. There are things that we can do with our body, with the food we eat, the things we think, the way we move our body, that can impact our hormones. So knowing that we have a little control over this is also super healthy and super important. So if you're a hustle culture woman, and listen, I have been there, and I have been in the hustle culture. I have been in the go, go, go. I have been the young mom where I didn't even know if I was coming or going, with babies at all stages and not even having time to sit down or even have a moment's peace when I was a stay-at-home mom. And then when I was also a working mom and really juggling what felt like so many balls in the air. And it just felt like I was always running on fumes. And that hustle culture go-go mentality also seeps over into those working professionals that aren't moms, that are also feeling the pressure of go, go, go and constant work, and their plates are full and you never have a moment's peace. Well, that type of lifestyle, that hustle culture, go, go, do not pass, go, just keep going, is absolutely going to have an impact on not only your physical health and wellness, but it does so in a way through your hormones. So let's talk about what these big players are in our lives. So here are some of the big players of the hormones that are in our body. Here are some key hormones and how they connect to our mental health. Cortisol. So most people have heard of cortisol. cortisol gets a bad rap because a lot of times we talk about having high cortisol in a chronic state where you have chronic cortisol, high levels of cortisol. That is negative. That's bad. We don't want that. Bursts of cortisol for acute inflammation is great and it's protective and it keeps us safe and it keeps us healthy and it keeps us free of disease and pathogens and illness. So we like small bursts of cortisol. It's good, but it is referred to as the stress hormone. So it does get a lot of play in the media and on social media, and there's a lot of talk about cortisol. So let's talk about it a little bit more. It is released when we are under stress. It is the stress hormone, and chronic stress can lead to chronic elevated levels of hormones, which absolutely can contribute to anxiety, depression, and cognitive impairment. And if you're a woman, it also is associated with higher levels of weight gain, Cushing syndrome, and adrenal insufficiency. And if you stay in a high cortisol state over a period of many, many months or years, you can get something called adrenal fatigue. The adrenal glands produce cortisol. And if they're pumping out cortisol like 9 to 5, 24/7 in a hustle culture world that requires that, then at some point those organs are going to just call it quits and they're going to have a hard time keeping up with the demand. And that's where you hear people of really just crashing. When you hear people just literally having like a breakdown, often it is associated with adrenal fatigue because the high cortisol demands that are being asked by the body to keep in that hustle, go-go state. The next one is serotonin. And again, most people are familiar with serotonin. Serotonin is the neurotransmitter that plays a key role in mood regulation. And yet it's a hormone. It's a neurohormone. And it's a hormone, and it interplays between all the other hormones. Like there's this dance between all the hormones. And it's actually the hormones in relationship to each other that are really what's important, because we want some higher, some lower. And when some are higher, it causes some to go lower. Like there's this whole dance that our hormones do. And being aware of that, I think, is super important. So serotonin is a neurotransmitter and it plays a key role, like I said, in mood regulation. Imbalances in serotonin are associated with mood disorders, including depression and anxiety. And many antidepressant medications work by modulating serotonin levels in the brain. And I've kind of spoken to this before, like antidepressants don't actually make you make more serotonin. They just allow the serotonin that you do make to be used more efficiently by your brain. The thing that actually makes you make more serotonin is your gut bacteria. And that's why I talk to the cows come home about the importance of a healthy gut. And if we back that up, what makes a healthy gut? The foods we eat, the way we move our body, the thoughts that we think, all of that contributes to a healthy gut. So if we want a healthy mind and we want high levels of serotonin, we don't start with the brain. We start with the gut. And if we take a step back from there, starting with the gut means we start with the things that we take into our body. And that's not just food. Food is super important. Yes, there are foods you want to eat and some foods you want to eat less of and some foods you want to eat more of. And there are things you want to do with your body that are going to encourage you to help with the gut biome. Yes, for sure. But there's also the thoughts that you think that influence your gut biome. And if you are wondering how all this is connected and how all this interplays with one another, I'm going to take a deeper dive on an upcoming masterclass specifically about hustle culture and hormones and how staying in hustle culture is wreaking havoc on your hormones, causing you worsening physical and mental health. So if you want to really explore specifics on how there are things you can change in your body, keep an eye out for this upcoming masterclass on how hormones are a key role in how we are navigating the world and how stepping out of hustle culture is going to be one of the best things that we can do for our mental and physical health. Next up, we have dopamine. So dopamine is involved in the brain's reward system and influences motivation, pleasure, and mood. And a lot of people know dopamine as being at the center of every addiction too, because it's our
pleasure center. It's the hormone that is connected to feeling good and feeling pleasure. And there are lots of things that can do that for us when we have high levels of dopamine. So dysregulation of dopamine are implicated in conditions like schizophrenia, bipolar, and all addictions are underpinned with dopamine. So medications used in the treatment of these conditions often target dopamine receptors. And again, there are things that you can do that will naturally raise dopamine, which I'll talk a little bit more in the masterclass, but that is absolutely something that you can also manage by changing your relationship with hustle, go, go, go. So next, the two big ones for women are estrogen and progesterone. Now, these have an intricate dance, and they kind of do a sidestep or a kind of a waltz together. Often when one is up, one is low, and when one is low, the other's high. Like there is this dance of estrogen and progesterone. And they are known primarily as the female sex hormones, but they also have effects on the central nervous system. Changes in estrogen level, as probably any woman can tell you, are associated with mood changes and can contribute to premenstrual syndrome or PMS and mood disorders. And postpartum depression, which occurs after childhood, is also linked to these hormonal changes, which include this rapid decline of estrogen and progesterone after delivery. So women are particularly susceptible to mood changes simply due to changing hormone levels. And there are lots of things that can disrupt your hormones. There's even environmental pollutants, which can disrupt hormones. So it's not just what we do and what we put in our body. It's also the things that are around and on our body that can cause hormonal changes, which then can disrupt our mood, our mental health, and our physical health. And again, this go-go hustle culture of never stopping and, you know, eating on the run and not having time for exercise and sitting at your desk for long periods of time, all these things are going to absolutely have an impact on your hormones. The next one is testosterone. And even though we think about this as being primarily a male hormone, it is actually super important for female health as well. So it is the primary male sex hormone, but both men and women produce testosterone. Low testosterone in men is associated with an increased risk of depression and anxiety. In women, it also fluctuates during the menstrual cycle and can impact mood and motivation. And as we age, as a woman, her hormones go from high levels to low levels of all three of these sex hormones, it can absolutely have a very disruptive effect on your mental health, which again, I'll talk more about in detail in the masterclass. Next, we have thyroid hormones. And a lot of people struggle with thyroid hormones. More women than men in general struggle with thyroid issues. Now, there's two main players here. I mean, there's a few, but the two big ones we're going to talk about are T3 and T4. So thyroid hormones regulate metabolism and energy production. And one of the first things that if people say that they're depressed or they're sad or they feel anxious and they're irritable and they're always on, like, they feel like they're running on adrenaline all the time. One of the things I like to check is the thyroid, because the thyroid can mimic depression and anxiety. So if you have an under or overactive thyroid, that can mimic depression and anxiety. And it can also contribute to depression and anxiety when those levels are too low or too high. So it's important to always check your thyroid when you get your routine screenings, because this can change at any time. And again, women are more susceptible to this because it has an interplay with our hormones, estrogen and progesterone. The next hormone we're going to talk about is insulin. And this is getting a lot of press recently too, because of the new medications that are insulin blockers, which are the new weight loss medicines. And this particular hormone is involved in glucose metabolism. Now, what is that? That's just the way our body uses sugar. So when we have a little bit of sugar, our body totally knows what to do with that. And sugar is one of the main sources of energy in our body. So when we have that, our body uses it. A lot of people will do intermittent fasting, and that's when our body shifts from needing sugar as a primary fuel to using fat stores as a primary fuel, which helps pull fat out of our fat stores. So that's how people can lose weight with intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting also helps with glucose performance in the body. Exercise also can impact glucose. It helps your body learn how to use the glucose you have more efficiently. So we can impact glucose and our sensitivity to insulin by the things we eat and by the way we move our body. But insulin is that hormone that does help with our body's ability to move sugar or energy in our body. And obviously, it also has effects on mood and cognition. And insulin resistance is commonly associated with diabetes or type 2 diabetes, as well as having increased risk of depression and cognitive decline. And the last hormone we're going to talk about is oxytocin. So this is often referred to as the love hormone or the bonding hormone, and it is released during social bonding activities such as hugging and kissing. And oxytocin does play a role between social behaviors and emotional regulation as well. And deregulation of oxytocin has also been associated with autism and social anxiety. So this is just a little brief stroll through the major hormones in our body and how they do affect our mental health. And there is an interplay among all of them. Now, what's super important is how we can impact our hormones, how we can change how our hormones are impacting us. Now, again, I'm going to take a much deeper dive in an upcoming masterclass. So that's where you're going to learn way more of the details and the specifics that I'm not going to really go into here just due to time, that are going to help you understand how you can manipulate or change or amend these hormones so that you can have improved mental and physical health. However, it's always nice to walk away from the podcast with a little nugget or a little piece of advice or an actionable bite-sized step that you can walk away with and apply this to your life. So I'm going to give you one little snippet that can actually be a way that we can increase one very important hormone, and that is going to be oxytocin. And that's the last one we talked about, and it's the love hormone. So one of the really cool things about mental health and hormones is something called co-regulation. So this is something I want you to practice and see how it impacts you. One of the best ways that we can boost our level of oxytocin, which is our bonding hormone, our love hormone, which makes us feel connected to other people and gives us a sense of love, is simply through touch. So one of the ways that we can boost oxytocin is simply through touch. And for those who have, you know, it doesn't have to be like a romantic partner. It can be a child. It can be a coworker. Like if you have a friend that you're really close with, it can be a parent. It can be a sibling. But someone in your life that you feel close to, I want you to practice what it is to just simply share a touch. It can be holding hands if you are with like a romantic partner. It can be hugging, but the next time you hug someone, really just linger for a bit. Just really, really take a moment and let that hug just continue for a little bit. And one of the things that can happen is something called co-regulation. And if you have a good, healthy relationship with this person that you are touching, if you hold space for that touch to just linger for a bit, like say holding hands or just sitting next to someone where your skin is touching, or you're sitting right beside someone on the couch, like a spouse or a partner, or even a parent. Again, it can be anybody you feel safe with. One of the magical things that happens, which can raise oxytocin, is simply being near someone. When you do that, what happens is your internal system, like your breathing and your heart rate, will start to mimic the person that you're next to. So, like if I'm anxious, then I will literally use my husband. I will go and just hold his hand or touch in some way, and I'll just linger with that touch just enough that I feel a calm come over me. I start to co-regulate with his nervous system. I basically, in no uncertain terms, sort of share and steal a little bit of his calmness for myself. And that's a way that you can pull a little bit of that calmness and raise that oxytocin for yourself. So co-regulation is a beautiful thing. Again, it has to be someone you feel safe with, but try that out. So try co-regulating in an attempt to raise your oxytocin through physical touch. Awesome. All right. I hope you enjoyed this stroll through the hormones and have a better understanding of how the hormones are working in your body. And again, if you want to take a deeper exploration on how stepping out of hustle culture and getting a little more control over these hormones are going to improve your physical health and wellness, then I can't wait to see you in the masterclass. So until next time, have a wonderful, peaceful, loving day, and try to go snag yourself a little bit more oxytocin.